When I was born, I was a petite little 6-pound baby who almost came out in the elevator going up to the delivery room at the hospital in Uppsala, Sweden. So when I was pregnant with my daughter, I was sort of hoping and expecting her birth to be very similar to mine. If anybody would have told me that my baby girl would be 8 pounds and take 35 hours to get out, I would have probably done anything in my mind to just figure out how to keep her in there somehow, forever. Now, a few more details. Out of those 35 hours, I was pushing for 5 hours, and she was crowning for an hour and a half. I can hear the women go, oh. Some of you men or your younger people may not know what that means, but it's a lot. Let's just leave it at that. And we had decided to do a home birth, so no drugs. That's a picture of me and my husband, Justin, in the birthing pool almost a year and a half ago now. If you believe what you see on TV, it would be easy to think that what got me through this birth was a lot of force and might and tension. The truth is that the reality was quite the opposite. The only things that got me through were surrender, patience, listening to my intuition, consciously making an effort to move out of my mind and into my heart and body. Now, as a woman, I've had a lot of experiences with those qualities in the past, but this was just on a different level. I got to experience firsthand just how powerful the feminine qualities are, and it blew my mind. And it made me wonder what else these qualities can do and what they can produce if we only know how to tap into them. Abdu'l-Bahá spoke about how the world has been ruled by force and how man has dominated over woman by his more forceful qualities. But then he said that mental alertness, intuition, and the spiritual qualities of love and service in which woman is strong are gaining ascendancy. At first look, it may seem, when you look at the feminine qualities, that they are not really the kind of qualities that move things forward and make things happen and create tangible results. But then we look at this quote and we think about the example of birth again. There is no bigger achievement than birthing human life. And it is 100% in the hands of the feminine. That must mean something. That must be worth looking into. So let's do that. Let's start by breaking some things down and look at some feminine qualities that I've listed here. They are surrender, empathy, nurturing, tenderness, patience, and loving. Masculine qualities can be direction, focus, discipline, confidence, power, force. And when we look at this, and then look at the masculine or the power system that we've had for a very long time, we can see that it is very masculine in its qualities. If you look up the word power in the dictionary,
it says that it means to accomplish,
to control,
the ability to act with strength, might, and force. Very masculine powers. And that's not a bad thing. The masculine power system has brought us tremendous blessings, has brought the miracles of science and incredible businesses and industry. It's been a very brilliant strategy for many, many years.
And for most of that time,
the role of woman was to be
a wife and a mother.
And her feminine qualities,
like compassion and nurture and patience, were put
into
the caretaking of family and the home. But then came the 60s. And there was an impulse in women to experience life on a larger scale, to be more than wives and mothers. And this allowed us to start businesses, to become politicians, to become leaders of organizations, and so on. It gave us a lot. It gave us a lot of power. However, it came at a price. Studies say that women have never been so unhappy. Because to get to that place, we had to suppress our true nature, our true feminine nature. And the thing is that we still have a long way to go before we have that. We still live in a man's world, and that world is suffering greatly. And I believe that we all deeply, men and women, that deep inside we long for love and peace and compassion, a supportive community, meaningful contribution, and a brighter future for the generations to come. And unfortunately, the masculine power system can't get us there. Not alone. I think we need to look at some of the obstacles on our path to creating something new, to redefine power. So one obstacle that we meet is the fact that the feminine is very often belittled and devalued. When I was still pregnant with Maya, Justin and I, my husband, we went to a housewarming party, and I was talking to a dad who was holding his newborn daughter in his arm, and I was sharing excitedly with him that we had decided to do a home birth and have no drugs. And he looked at me and he laughed. And he said, "No drugs? Yeah, right, you're gonna be begging for that epidural." And I was shocked and so angry. And I felt so dismissed and devalued, and I couldn't believe that he had such a lack of belief in what women are capable of doing. And it made me realize that it's not just men, it's people in general, and women have a lack of belief in what we are able to do. I reached out to some friends on Facebook to see if they had had similar experiences in life, and my inbox filled up really fast. And one friend, she said that she had been on a film set and she was getting really concerned about how some of the adults were misbehaving around the minors on set. So she shared this with the director and he called her Miss Bunny Rabbits and Rainbows. And she too felt incredibly belittled and devalued when she was displaying her natural feminine qualities of compassion and sensitivity. Many other girlfriends, they said that they are often interrupted by men, they get mansplained. And many of my male friends said that they often get criticized for being too sensitive, and they're told to man up if they feel pain and they decide to share that. Being vulnerable as a man could be a beautiful thing, but it's most of the time interpreted as being weak. Another obstacle is the fact that many women have sacrificed their femininity to get to the top, and they still don't get to the very top. And I just want to say, I don't think there's anything wrong with a masculine woman. There is nothing wrong, unless that means that she is suppressing her true nature, which is incredibly unhealthy and also deprives the world of something that it desperately needs. But the thing is that most men are very comfortable in their man's world. And you put a woman in that world, no matter how masculine she is, they still feel that they can't really be who they want to be and they can't do business the way that they want to do business. And I'm not saying all men, but the majority of men feel this way. There's a funny example of a friend of mine shared a story.
Her friend is a studio executive. She's a woman. And she was in a meeting with all men.
There were presidents and studio heads of this and that. And she was noticing how they would, to interrupt each other
or to get each other's attention,
they would punch each other on the shoulders and kind of just punch back and forth. And she thought to herself, I really have something to say, but I'm not going to punch somebody. So she awkwardly raised her arms and she said, So I have something to add to the conversation, but I don't want to, I'm not going to punch you on the shoulder. So how about if I just
sit here and wave my hands? Like, will that get me to speak?
And they just totally didn't get it, or they chose not to understand it. My point is that men tend to choose what they are comfortable with and what they are used to. And that means that most often than not, men get chosen over women. And let's be honest, let's say we had a room of women who had worked together forever and they had their way of doing things, and then all of a sudden a man comes in, I'm sure the women wouldn't greet him with open arms and say, yay, let's do this. It's a challenge because men and women are just wired so differently, and we need tools
to understand how we can work together.
So, what could be the solution? We know that we need to seriously question and redefine the way that we think of power. I don't have a lot of answers, to be honest. And if I did, I would need a lot more than 15 minutes. But I have three thoughts that have come up in spending some time with this topic. The first thing is,
we must first be aware that there is a problem,
right? And that's usually the first step in anything that we do. And it's really quite easy. It's like, you know, when you buy a car and you research this car and you're really excited about it. And then because you are so aware of the existence of this car, you start to see it everywhere. So I think in this case, we just need to slow down. We need to allow for quiet moments of reflection, for prayer, for meditation, study the writings every day, because this will allow for a spiritual awareness, and it will make us see things that we never even saw before. And through that, I believe that that infiltrates the way that we behave, and then eventually the way that we think. The second thing is, I think we need to get really clear on what feminine power is. Does it look like a group of half-naked women running down the street for an equality movement? Or does it look like a woman in a pantsuit punching shoulders in that conference room? Or could it be something in between the extremes that is powerful simply because it is our true nature? And what does it look like in our everyday activities for men and women? What does it mean to tap into our more magnetic, compassionate, patient qualities? And third is that I believe we need to find that balance. Abdu'l-Bahá said that this next stage will be an age in which the masculine and feminine elements of civilization will be more evenly balanced. For us to redefine power, we need to access a broader appreciation for the different sources of power. We need to celebrate the differences while also finding a way for them to coexist. And we can't only focus on bringing women into the various arenas of the current social order. Men and women must strive together to build a new social order by drawing on these different sources of power. So, I invite you all, and notice I didn't say I challenge you to, I invite you to make space for the feminine. Realize that this is part of who we all are. And it's not to be weak, it's to be strong. Vulnerable, yes, but not incapable. And to my fellow women, we just need to stop downplaying our strengths and abilities. We need to dare to take up space, to sit at that table and speak up. You don't have to punch anybody. And trust your God-given abilities. And men, please embrace these qualities. Learn about how powerful they are. Celebrate them in your women. And don't forget that they are part of your very own fabric too. Thank you.